Before the legislature finished its longest session on record last year, it voted to meet in special session this June to consider tax reform. The idea is to raise revenue in a way that would not leave services so vulnerable at times of recession. Recessions cost revenues, leading to wave after wave of cuts to services, as we've seen in Oregon over the last several years. As desirable as it may be to put state government on a more stable fiscal footing, let me offer a suggestion about the idea of convening Republicans and Democrats to Salem in an election year to talk about changing the tax code. Forget it. It's well known that Governor Ted Kulongoski wanted this idea to go away when the legislature first called for it in the last session. He saw no sign that anything but acrimony would come of it. Now, two factors have combined to make it especially problematic. One is the defeat of Measure 30 in January, which would have imposed an emergency tax to stave off cuts in state services. Done correctly, tax reform could involve some combination of new taxes and a decrease in others. But after the angry voter reaction to Measure 30, you can forget new taxes for years to come, even if they are used to offset the existing personal income tax. I hate to say it, but in the current atmosphere, tax reform is a dog that just won't hunt. Not to mention that history runs against new taxes in this state. Oregon voters have never approved a new tax. So that's one reason Governor Kulongoski was right to discourage the special session. The second reason he was right is something he never could have anticipated: gay marriage. If gay marriage is upheld or struck down by the Oregon Supreme Court, you can put this in the bank. A wedge issue like this will be irresistible to politicians in an election year. Already, Republican House Speaker Karen Minnis has said that she will support a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage in the upcoming legislative session if, in her words, it's necessary to do so. What reasons would make it necessary to do so? She doesn't say, but I'm guessing the chance to use this emotional issue to keep control of the legislature is one of them. This is Lessa Coyne.